Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Side, back to the middle, and looks, fires off to Wes Bosworth. Hornets will look for a good one. Fingerson meets the ball. Liam with the basketball, an offensive foul call. Put his shoulder into the defender, and the foul is called on Liam Fingerson. That'll be the Hornets' eighth. It's an offensive foul, and Liam's first. 21 seconds remaining in the first half, 32-19. Richland Center. Griffin Nelson slips it over to the near side. Larson. Micah with the basketball looks. Lost the handle, now picks it up. Gives it off to Griffin Nelson. Down to 7 seconds. Westby on a drive looking for a good one at the end. On the pass to Larson. Gavin with two, with one. Three on the way, no good. Westby with a tip up at the buzzer. Won't count, and that'll do it. 32-19. Richland Center leading in this non-conference game over the Westby Norsemen at halftime. Coming up on the radio, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. We've got action coming your way tonight on the radio as well, WRCO-FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
Wrestling tops the high school sport news in the month of February, with postseason action beginning as early as this weekend for conference tournament action. Girls from the area, not only the Southwest Conference and the SWAL, but the Scenic Ridge and Rivers, will be headed to Belmont on Friday night for the girls' conference tournament. For the boys, for the Southwest Conference and the SWAL clash, they will now converge on Prairie du Chien this Saturday morning and get underway with action around 10 o'clock in the morning. And it'll be a great time for wrestlers to kind of hone their skills before next week, when it really counts for the right to move on to the next level and possibly toward the state tournament. Teams are starting to get their wrestlers all into position. I talked to Silas Coleman, Richland Center head wrestling coach, recently about his team and trying to get some guys in the right spot, even some of the JV wrestlers, to try and make that move to the postseason.
We've had a few that have shown interest here and stepping up to some varsity spots for us, and which I think is great. And then we have a few that are still just trying to maybe crack the lineup through wrestle-offs and all that. The team's showing me that they're hungry to try to get those spots. It's just, sometimes it doesn't always work out with however many people we have at one spot. Maybe they can't move around a whole lot, but we're trying our best.
That is Silas Coleman, head wrestling coach for Richland Center. Also this weekend, the Scenic Ridge and Rivers Conference Tournament, which will be hosted by Royal High School in Elroy. And I talked to Marcus McCauley, co-head wrestling coach for Ithaca Weston, about the event. How do you see that tournament? DeSoto with their showing during the dual meets, are they kind of the favorite for that one, or how do you look at it?
Yeah, I would say they're probably the favorite. I think Royal's got a pretty full, solid team, too, so I think it'll probably come down to between them. But any given day, anything can happen, so you never know.
Right, and a lot of times you got to win the matches, especially even the consolation matches could help you in that regard, couldn't it?
Yeah, any placement points help, any advancement points, when they start, kids' pins are huge too. So it all adds up in a hurry.
WRCO plans coverage for the upcoming Scenic Ridge and Rivers Tournament at Royal and the upcoming clash as well for boys wrestling on Saturday at Prairie du Chien High School. This update is sponsored by Dairyland Transportation.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000-square-foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We partner with regional hospitals to offer infusion treatments for patients close to home, offering GammaGuard immunity boosters, blood transfusions, and chemotherapy monitored by an on-site oncologist. For expert infusion care in a familiar environment, call the Kramer Center and ask if your care can be delivered close to home at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
In rural Hill Point, folks know they can count on Arneson Service and Repair for all their repair needs. With state-of-the-art diagnostic tools and ASE-certified technicians, they've got the know-how to keep your car, truck, lawnmower, and farm equipment running smoothly. From fixing hydraulic hoses to selling ag and auto tires, welding, and custom metal fabricating, they've got you covered. Plus, they're your local dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers and DR power equipment. Give Arneson Service and Repair a call at 986-4300 or visit arnesonsrepair.com.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. The scoring here in the first half, the Hornets with a 32-19 lead and led in scoring by Trayton Shep with 8 points. Also a total of 7 points for Wes Bosworth, 6 by Garrison Weiss, 5 for Brady Dosh, and 3 for Cutler Palmer, 2 by Jaden Shep, and 1 by Liam Fingerson. Westby is led by Gavin Larson and Maddox Fensel with 5 points apiece. Micah Larson with 4. Griffin Nelson has 3. Beckett Friggin has 2. The Hornets have made 3 three-pointers. Westby has made 3 three-pointers here in the first half. Richland Center getting off to a nice lead. Built that lead up at 1 point by 14. Saw Westby make a bit of a comeback as they got within a total of 12 points, and now here at halftime, it is a lead for the Hornets of 32-19. Other scores tonight on the Filney Flip Phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. A boys' final, Kickapoo has the win against Riverdale, 78-53. Iowa Grant leads Riverdale in girls' basketball, 14-5 early on. Lancaster, 17, Potosi, 12. A girls' basketball final with Wazika Steuben defeating Seneca 56-8 this evening. Cuba City defeated Boscobel 93-41 in girls' basketball. That is now a final. And earlier tonight, Dodgeville 79, Barneville 59 in area boys' basketball. The Flip Phone is sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless as we bring you scores each and every game here on WRCO Radio, and giving you the opportunity to learn about other scores, what's happening in southwest Wisconsin, courtesy of Y-Connect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin communities in the greater areas of southwestern Wisconsin. We'll be back with the second half coming up next. 32-19, Richland Center leads Westby on WRCO Radio Sports.
DC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs.
We look forward to serving you.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center is saying thank you with their Customer Appreciation Days, February 17th through the 22nd. Stop in and enjoy 20% off all parts during the event. And don't miss out on a delicious treat, Richland Lockers barbecue pork sandwiches available for all customers. Mark your calendar and join the celebration at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, February 17th through the 22nd. See you there.
When you're on the move, your convenience stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take-and-bake deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes, too, at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14 on Richland Center's west side.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Westby struggled a lot in that first half and could not stop the Hornets when Richland Center pushed the ball inside, and Westby will have the ball to start the second half. We're underway. Hornets original starters back in. They have three players that picked up two quick fouls and set out a little bit of time here in the first half. Westby has called for a carry at the start of the game here in the second half. So a carry is called, and the Norsemen will turn it back over to the Hornets. Wes Bosworth and Jaden Sheff in the backcourt. Also Brady Dosh and Garrison Weiss along with Liam Fingerson a little farther up court. Here we go. Hornet basketball. There's a baseball pass. Slinging it low is Hornets Brady Dosh. It's out of bounds. Tipped by Gavin Larson of Westby. Griffin Nelson, Zach Bjorklund, Beckett Brigham, Gavin Larson, and Maddox Fensel in the game. Torkelson and Brigham each have two fouls for Westby. Pass comes in play. Here's Jaden Shep. Back to Bosworth in the corner. Hornets set it up. Bosworth back to Garrison Weiss trying to give and go it. And it's going to be knocked away again by Gavin Larson's quick hands. It'll be Richland Center basketball. Tonight's game at halftime, JV two players and their parents were introduced. Some of the future Hornets. Good numbers in the program, 30 out this year. Three-pointer by Jaden Shep is no good. Rebound pulled down by Westby. Bjorklund brings it across the timeline. Larson flies into the open court, shot of the way, and good. Westby scores the first basket of the second half, and that makes it 32-21. In the backcourt, Jaden Shep fires it down to Brady Dosh, open for a moment in the corner, won't shoot, brings it back, and the Hornets set it up. Westby in the man-to-man defense. Jaden Shep to Garrison Weiss. Give and go low. Knocked away. Picked up by Westby. Bjorklund with the steal. And now moving and grooving is Nelson. Down deep. Creates a shot. It's up. It is good. Over the top of the taller Hornets. So Nelson and company drag it a little bit closer. 32-23. Richland Center. And Shep again has the ball knocked loose. Picked up in the baseline area by Westby. It is Bjorklund. And now back to Brigham. And Westby trying to make another run. Fensel, three on the way. It is on the rim. No good. Rebound low. Put back up. Won't go for Bjorklund. And the rebound by Wes Bosworth. Bosworth up ahead. Brady Dosh in the front court. Moves low. Fires it back to Liam Fingerson. And now to Dosh. Down to the baseline. Taken by Weiss. Weiss back to the near side. Shep. There's Bosworth. Down low. Scores. Excellent in-feed pass there by Shep. And Bosworth with the basket. 30-second timeout. We'll be back in a moment. 34-23, Richland Center. 16-11 remaining in the game on WRCO Radio Sports.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. It's Westby making a little bit of a run. It was cut off there by the Hornets' recent basket, but Westby within the 11 points here in this one early on in the second half. And the Hornets with a little bit of token backcourt pressure, but otherwise Griffin Nelson will run it up across the half-court line. Nelson goes left side to Brigham, down to the baseline, Fensel. Now back it goes to Larson. Larson left side, it's Bjorklund. On a drive, Fensel down deep, lost the handle, picked up by Jaden Shep on the half-court line. Stops, leaves the dribble, gives it back to Garrison Weiss. Now Bosworth, Shep wide open. Three on the way, it is no good. Rebound pulled down by Gavin Larson. Larson brings it up the boulevard, Maddox Fensel. Airmails it left side, three on the way from the wing, no good by Brigham. Rebound Westby, here is Fensel. Knocked away by the Hornets, picked up Dosh after a pick. It's going to be Shep the other way, and he is going to be have it knocked away and out of bounds. It'll be Richland Center basketball on the quick hands of Westby. Gavin Larson again getting a good defensive play there, and the Hornets will have the basketball. Bosworth with it, brings it in. Garrison Weiss back to Shep off the screen in the corner. Can't hang on. It's out of bounds. It'll belong to Westby. Deep corner, and the Norsemen will put it in play. The Hornets instead will fall back on the defensive side. And on a drive, Westby down to the baseline. Battling his way through is Bjorklund. They'll kick it back out. Three for Larson. Gavin shot no good. Tipped around. Rebound Westby up and good on the putback. That was Griffin Nelson. Nelson with a basket, and that makes it 34-25. Westby making a bid here to get back in the ballgame. Up to Bosworth. Wide open. Drives down low. He's going to get a basket. It is waved off for a foul. Foul on the pick. They're going to get that on Liam Fingerson, which will be his second. Into the game for Westby is number 24, Maddox Torkelson. So Westby with a chance to get a little bit closer on its biggest lead in a couple of times. I believe it was 14. So the pass goes back to the left side, and Westby with the ball. Larson now kicks it out. Three on the way. Westby, nothing but net for Griffin Nelson, and Westby has gained a lot of confidence. 34-28. They are back in it. Bosworth on the left side by the scorer's table by Billy T. Ball goes right side, held up by Jaden Shep behind the back dribble. Jaden Shep, left side, Brady Dosh. Dosh to Liam Fingerson. Down low, Bosworth, a double-triple team. How's he getting out of that? Takes a shot, no good. Rebound snagged by Garrison Weiss. And in the lane, a foul is called on Westby. Foul marked on number 10. That's Gavin Larson. And that will be his first. Fouls are even at one. Richland Center basketball. 14-17 remaining in the game. 34-28. Richland Center. Dosh to Shep. Shep on the far side, crossover dribble, nothing. Bosworth, and now Fingerson. Dosh, deep baseline, off a screen, that's Weiss. Gary with the ball, gives it back down to Dosh. Brady fires it off to Liam Fingerson. Fingerson now makes a move down low. Tough shot, no good, and a foul called on the play. That'll be Westby's second foul. 24, Maddox Torkelson, and that is his third. Into the ball game for Westby, number 21, Micah Larson. 34-28, Richland Center in the lead here in area boys basketball. Hornets have the ball. Pass comes in. It's going to be taken there by Weiss. Gary makes a move and scores in the lane. Garrison Weiss, hard to stop. 6'8", 36-28, Richland Center. Westby setting up shot, left side. Now back to the right. It is Larson. Gavin drives, cut off at the free throw line, gives it back to Micah Larson. Micah drives down deep, lost the handle, stripped by the Hornets off of Westby. And let's see, the guy in the inline saying it's off of, it will be off of Richland Center. It'll be Westby basketball. So the Norseman will start it in play along the baseline. A lot of folks in the stands tonight, a lot of folks that I see quite often. They're at many events as well. Gets us through the winter. Great winter sports activities. Ball comes in play, and it's Westby on the left side. Gavin Larson back to Fensel. Fensel throws it away. Westby with its first mistake in a while. It goes back to the Hornets with 13.5 to play in the game. Into the game for Westby, number one, Jaden Johnson. Coming out is Maddox Fensel. Westby putting some pressure on in the backcourt. And Shep back to Bosworth. West across the half-court line. Starts, finds a man wide open. Liam Fingerson softly lays it in. Liam's first field goal. It is back to a 10-point game, 38-28. Hornets with the ball. Now Westby on a drive. Shot on the way, no good for Brigham. Rebound, Garrison Weiss. Back to Jaden Shep. 5 minutes into the second half. Hornets by 10. Shep across the half-court line. Crosses over, backs up, throws it to the baseline. Bosworth to Garrison Weiss. Easy does it. Scores. And the Hornets taking advantage of that height on the inside. 40-28, Richland Center. Westby setting up shot. Micah Larson into the paint. Instead fires it back out to Nelson. Nelson to Gavin Larson. Gavin slices through the lane. Got a basket. He's fouled on the way in. So the foul is called. That'll make it two free throws for Westby. Foul is on Brady Dosh, I believe. And I would believe right. That's his second. Free throw for Gavin Larson. His first try of the game. And this one is good. Larson makes it good. That'll make it 40-29. Wes Bosworth gets a breather. Kaizen Switzenberg is in for the Hornets. This one in the air, that one is good. So Larson makes two, and it's back to a 10-point game. 40-30, Richland Center. Jaden Shep into the front court. Pass is tipped, Fingerson going for it. And on the dive, I think Westby is going to be called for the foul. Foul is on Beckett Brigham, which will be his third. Coach Alverson bringing in Zach Bjorklund. And coming out is Beckett Brigham. Garrison Weiss gets the rest. Trayton Shep is in for Richland Center. Pass comes in. Trayton across the timeline. On a dribble. Fires it off to Brady Dosh. Brady down deep. Backing in. And there's Liam Fingerson. Makes a move and scores. Good job. Got loose. Found a way. Creates a shot. 42-30. Richland Center by 12. Westby with the basketball. 12 minutes remaining in the game. Baseline, Jaden Johnson. Shot on the way in the lane, no good. Rebound out to number 10, Gavin Larson. Back to the inside. Tough shot up and good for number one, Jaden Johnson. That's his first basket. 10-point game, 42-32, Richland Center. Drayton Shep across the timeline, and he's going to be called for a carry. The carry is called. That'll turn it back to Westby with 11:41 remaining in the ball game. Westby ball and the Hornets in the lead, 42-32. It's raining pens. Thank you, Laura. Ball goes inside to Westby. Leap in leaner on the way. Good. Off the glass and down. And going to the line is Micah Larson. Fouled by the Hornets. That'll be on Trayton Shep. That's his third. So it brings Westby back to within 8, 42-34. The Hornets have had some chances to make some nice runs and have been up by as many as 14, but Westby's not going away. This free throw is no good, and the rebound pulled down by the Hornets. Drayton Shep to Jaden Shep, and Richland Center sets it up. Jaden between the knees dribble, drives to the right side, nowhere to go, back to Trayton. Trayton on the left side, drives lane, creates a shot, it won't go. Rebound by Westby. Pulled down by Micah Larson. Larson with the outlet pass to Jaden Johnson. Jaden, now here's a hop step low, shot up, and good for Griffin Nelson. And it's 42-36. Wesby in the middle of a run, and the Hornets trying to take it downtown. It's going to be Liam Fingerson, and he's fouled on a layup try. And the foul is going to be whistled on Zach Bjorklund, number four. And that'll be his second foul. So going to the line will be Liam Fingerson. Just under 11 minutes remaining here in the ball game, and Liam Fingerson is one for two at the line tonight. Goes to shoot the first one, and that one is good. He'll get another. That makes it 43-36. Back to a seven-point lead. Second throw now for Liam Fingerson. Gets it back from the official. In the air, that one is off the rim. Rebound, Schwitzenberg. Kaizen looks to get it inside and throws it now out to Brady Dosh. Dosh will drive. His shot is good. Hornets turn it into a field goal, and that makes it 45-36. Back to a nine-point lead. Left side, Larson now kicks it out. Here's Johnson for a three. It is no good. Bosworth gets the ball on the rebound. Fires it back to Jaden Shep. Shep across the timeline to Wes Bosworth. 10.5 to play. West near side. Jaden for three. In from deep. On the first row of the bleachers almost. Jaden Shep nails a three. Hornets go up by 12. Westby with a basketball. 48-36 Richland Center. Norseman setting up shop. Jaden Johnson brings it right side. Griffin Nelson down to the baseline, Gavin Larson. Larson lost the handle, picked up by Wes Bosworth. Up ahead, Brady Dosh speeding down the boulevard and lays it in. Good. 50-36. Richland Center back up by 14, matching their biggest lead. Pass to the left side and a foul called on the Hornets. On the way by, that'll be called on Brady Dosh. Brady's third foul. So coming into the game will be Garrison Weiss. Liam Fingerson is out, and Trayton Shep checks in for Brady Dosh. So the inbounder is number four, Zach Bjorklund. Zach looks to bring it in play, fires it in. Here is Nelson for three, got it. Dead on for Griffin Nelson. He's got three of those tonight. 50-39, Richland Center. Boy, it's been a back and forth here. Hornets find Kaizen Schwitzenberg. He turns around and scores off the assist from Wes Bosworth. Schwitzenberg with his first basket. 52-39. Westby ball. They're getting it down deep and knocked out of bounds. And oh, thought Westby thought they had it. It'll be off of them and Richland Center with a basketball. Maddox Fensel back into the lineup for the Norsemen. Just over a half of a half to go here in action at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Jaden Shep behind the back dribble, drives up near midcourt, stops, fires, Schwitzenberg on the left wing, uses the dribble, gives it back to Wes Bosworth. Bosworth looking to the inside, nothing, fires off to Schwitzenberg, throws it back to Jaden Shep, deep three on the way, good! Jaden Shep feeling it now, couple of deep threes, that makes it 55-39, Richland Center. Westby setting up shop on the near side. Down deep. Head fake. Tough shot. Whoa, go for Westby. They got the roll for Maddox Fensel. And he's going the line to try and complete the three-point play. Foul is called to number 40, Garrison Weiss, is first. 55-41. So it's back to a 14-point game after the Hornets enjoyed their biggest lead so far tonight. Westby had it down to six, and all of a sudden the Hornets were up by 16 moments ago. Free throw is good, and Fensel completes the three-point play. 55-42, Richland Center. Wes Bosworth in the backcourt, 8:45 to go, has it hammered away. Now brings it back to Jaden Shep behind the back dribble. Jaden stops on the near side, throws to Schwitzenberg down low, missed the shot, rebound Weiss, throws it back to Wes Bosworth. Right side high pass, Jaden Shep for three on the way, no good. And it rims out of bounds and will belong to Westby. It'll be Westby basketball along the baseline with 8:27 remaining in the ball game tonight. Hornet lead. Westby trying to do something about it. They'll find an open man inside, and it's up and good for Beckett Brigham. Off the assist from Nelson, that makes it 55-44. Westby does not go away. There's a quick pass from Trayton Schepp to Kaizen Switzenberg. Shot wouldn't stay, and the rebound by Westby in the corner. Foul is called on the Hornets. That'll be on Trayton Schepp, and that is his fourth. Ryan Poles looking to the bench and will bring in Brady Dosh. And let's see, no, Liam Fingerson. Fingerson checking in. And the Hornets will be back on defense. Trayton, the first player to get four fouls. Three on Brady Dosh so far. Pass comes in play. Brady gets the knock away. Nice save on the near side. And it's out of bounds. It'll belong to Richland Center. Just under 8 minutes remaining in the ball game tonight. Westby winning the junior varsity game, 65-34. Jaden Schepp into the front court. Jaden with a crossover dribble. Hangs, throws it near side. Dosh for a three. It is on the rim. No good. The rebound tipped around, and it's going to be the Hornets on the out-of-bounds line. It'll come back to Westby. Wes Bosworth made the basket, but it looked like on the save, somebody was on the end line. Into the game for Westby, Gavin Larson. Richland Center leading it by 11. Griffin Nelson fires it off to the right side. Torkelson, Brigham, and around the wheel down to the baseline. Nelson back to Fenzel on the near side. Westby with the ball. Driving is Torkelson. Throws it left side. Westby getting down deep. Reverse lay in. Good. Nice move by Beckett. Brigham brings Westby back a little closer. 55-46. Here they come, 7-12 to play. Jaden Schepp to Garrison Weiss. Garrison down deep is fouled on the floor. That'll be Westby's fifth foul. That was on Maddox Torkelson there. That's his fourth. He'll come out of the game in Jaden Johnson is coming in instead. Here is Bosworth on the end line looking to bring it in play and will. Oh, picked off by Westby. Griffin Nelson speeding away from the defense. Stops. Lets everybody pass him by and he scores. 55-48. 7-point game. Westby won't go away and the Hornets can't put him away tonight. Jaden Schepp across the half-court line. Brady Dosh on the baseline. Garrison Weiss catches at the low post. Dribbles. Knocked it away and now picked up. Throw on the way. No good from the inside paint, rebound Westby, and here they go. Across the timeline, Gavin Larson shoots a 15-footer, no good. Gets his own miss, knocked away, and there is Liam Fingerson. Goes to get the ball, whips it up to Garrison Weiss. There it goes to Bosworth, and he'll score. Hornets back on track with a 57-48 lead. Timeout in the ball game. 6:25 to play. Hornets by 9 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Phil Nee with you on a Tuesday night live as the Hornets and Westby duke it out. Hornets were up just a little bit ago in this ballgame by 16. And just a little bit ago, Westby had it within 7. The Hornets scored, and now it's a 9-point game, 57-48. Westby basketball And the Norseman will bring it across the half-court line. Griffin Nelson throws it left side, gets it back on the right wing, throws top of the key. Three off a screen is on the rim. No good for Fensel. And the rebound by Brady Dosh. Outlet pass now for Shep. Jaden Shep backs off, shoots a three. It is no good. Rebound by Westby, and the ball loose on the floor, but picked up by Beckett Brigham. Brigham up ahead, and the ball knocked away. Shep got a steal. Jaden Shep behind the back dribble, leading the charge down the boulevard, and a foul is called as a couple of players hit the ground hard. Two free throws coming up for Jaden Shep with 5:53 to play. Foul is called on Griffin Nelson of Westby. That is his first. Jaden Shep tonight has not shot free throws. Hornets leading by nine. Here's the free throw, and on the way, no good. He'll get one more. Start of a busy stretch of games. Hornets still have four conference games to play before the end of the year. Second one on the way, and that one is on the rim. That one is no good. And Wes Bosworth trying to get it, but can't. It rims out and out of bounds. So we'll come back to Westby. Hornets getting a little bit of token pressure out of the backcourt. Richland Center back on the defense. Westby on the offense. Down to the baseline. There's a nice drive. Shot of the way short. Bosworth got a piece of it. Got the rebound. Whips it out to Jaden Shep. Drives down. No, no. But it's going to come up and into the hands of Liam Fingerson, and he will score. Liam scores, and the Hornets back in the lead by doubles. 59-48. Down the stretch, 5:24 to play. Westby with a basketball. Down to the baseline. There's a mid-range jumper on the way by Fensel. No good. Rebound, Wes Bosworth. Up to Brady Dosh. Dosh away from the defender. Finds a man wide open. Fingerson again. He'll score. Off the assist from Brady Dosh. 61-48. Richland Center in the advantage. 5 minutes remaining. Westby with a basketball. In the lane. 14-footer on the rim. Won't stay. Tipped up, no good. Jaden Johnson just missed one, and the rebound by Bosworth. Back it goes to Jaden Shep, and the Hornets take it across the half-court line. Jaden to Brady Dosh on the left wing. Down deep, Garrison on the right side comes to the lane, creates a shot, up, and it won't stay. Rebound, Wes Bosworth goes up, and it's going to be knocked away, and a foul called on Westby. That'll be their seventh, and Bosworth goes to the line to shoot two. So the foul is marked on number 10, Gavin Larson, and that will be his third. Wes Bosworth at the line, one of four from the line. Takes a look at free throw number one, and it is good. That'll make it 62-48. Richland Center leading with 4:35 to play. Coach Halverson keeping a fresh roll of players in there. Bjorklund is back in, and so is Micah Larson. Free throw is no good by Bosworth, and the rebound by Westby, and a timeout taken. 1 minute timeout, 4:31 remaining. Richland Center 62, Westby 48 in area boys basketball from WRCO Sports.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Christie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Christie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options. Quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
4:31 to play in the ball game. Hornets back up by 12, 62-48 in area boys basketball. Richland Center will play rival River Valley on Friday night. We'll be there for that one. Friday night live from River Valley. That'll be fun. After tonight, Westby will be taking on their rival, closest to them, Viroqua. And that is coming up. And that is what? That's quite a ways away. That's not until a week from Thursday, so they've got a little time off. Pass comes in play, and Westby with the basketball in the backcourt. Griffin Nelson brings it across the timeline. Back to the right side, Maddox Larson throws it to the corner. Three-pointer on the way for Westby. It is no good for Larson. Rebound down low by Micah Larson. Kicks it back out now to Gavin. Gavin on a drive creates a shot. He's on the floor. Foul there. And that'll be the seventh on Richland Center. Foul is called on Garrison Weiss, which will be his second. At the free throw line will be Gavin Larson. He is 2 for 2 from the stripe. Takes a look. This one in the air, and it is good. Gavin will have one more. Gets the ball back from the official. This one in the air, and that one is no good. Tipped out of bounds. Oh, last touched by Westby. It will be Richland Center basketball. So the Hornets on the offensive side. Westby playing full length of the floor, man-to-man defense. 4:10 to play. Hornets leading 62-49. Crossover by Jaden. Takes it across the half-court line. Attracts a crowd. Throws to Brady Dosh. Going inside to Liam Fingers. And he crashes in and scores. Liam, the benefactor of some great passes, but he's been finishing 64-49. Richland Center, 3:51 to play. Westby for a three. No good. Rebound West Bosworth. To Dosh, up ahead, Weiss lays it in, good. Hornets working the floor well. Garrison Weiss with 12. 66-49, Richland Center. Big lead here now with 3.5 to play. Westby has come back every time tonight. See if they got one more in him. Nope, Bosworth takes a nice steal down low. West is protecting the house, throws it to Jaden Shep. Shep across the half-court line, down to Weiss, and now Fingerson drives. He's going to be called for traveling. Fingerson trying to reverse lay-in, and it wouldn't go. Richland Center's lead right now. This is their biggest, 66-49 by 17. Back into the game is Maddox Torkelson. Westby had it to within 6 points not that long ago. Pass comes in play for the Norsemen. They'll bring it to the left side. And Larson down to the baseline. Dishes off. Pass comes across the lane. Caught near side by Brigham. Beckett drives. Gives it back to Larson. Larson left side. Now on a drive. There's a shot in the air. And it won't stay for Gavin Larson. And out of bounds. It'll belong to Westby, it looks like. Pass comes back in play for the Norsemen from the baseline. Westby will put it in play. Four corner out of bounds play. Timeout for some perspiration to be taken care of there on the floor. Thursday night will be at Ithaca for girls basketball. Ithaca and Wazika Steuben. River Valley and Richland Center boys on Friday night and wrestling on Saturday. We're keeping an eye on that forecast, and I'm guessing they're going to be pretty hardy. They're going to go regardless of most weather, but we'll see how that snow tracks. Right now, it's looking like a 2 to 3 inch day during the day on Saturday. Ball comes in play, caught by Westby after the timeout. Pass top of the circle. Griffin Nelson launches a three and got it. Griffin Nelson with 4 threes tonight, 66-52, 2:38 to go. The Hornets at midcourt, stepped out of bounds. Tight defense by Westby, and it's going to be the Norsemen getting it back at the midcourt line with 2:37 to go, and the Hornets leading by 14. Beckett Brigham will put it in play, throws it into the backcourt, caught by Micah Larson. Larson across the timeline, drives down deep, throws to the baseline. There is Torkelson, kicks it out, three on the way, good again for Griffin Nelson. He's got five of them, and it's 66-55, 11-point game. Jaden Shep, right side, Dosh down low. Hornets lost it, out of bounds. My goodness. Richland Center is probably one of their toughest things the last several games. Has just been holding leads, and they've had them in some of the recent games they've lost. But and even the one they won against Black River Falls had a good-sized lead. But right now it's 11 with 2:12 to go. The lead once was 17. Ball goes left side, now back to Nelson. He's got the hot hand. He's carded closely. Kicks it back down to Larson. Micah in the lane, lays it up. It wouldn't stay. What for? Larson gets the ball back. It's going to be ripped out of there. And now picked up. Near side three on the way for Westby. It won't go for Torkelson. Rebound Bosworth. 1:48 to go. Back to Jaden Shep. Westby may have to foul. Jaden on the right side brings it across half court. Throws to Bosworth, left side. Bosworth with a minute 38 to go. Driving, fires, here's Weiss. Back to the middle, and that's going to be down low for Fingerson. Shot up, going off the glass and down. Liam Fingerson off the West Bosworth assist. Hornets now back up by 13, 68-55. A minute 20, three on the way. Westby, yes, for Griffin Nelson. He's got six of them. 10-point game, 68-58. A shootout tonight, 1:10 to play. Hornets trying to hold on. Here's the pass to Jaden Shep. No look down to Weiss. Back to Fingerson. Lays it in again. Fingerson getting some nice passes and finishing. Hornets by 12. Westby up the sideline. They'll shoot a three. It is good for Gavin Larson. Coach Helverson takes a timeout. 70-61. This one may never end. 52 seconds remaining. High school boys basketball from WRCO Radio Sports.
Wegner Auto Service, proud to be your hometown family-owned towing business. If it needs a tow, they can handle it no matter the size. You always receive professional 24-hour towing with reasonable rates from Wegner Auto Service. They do it all at Wegner Auto Body with qualified mechanics and auto body work as well. Remember, Wegner Towing and Auto, available 24-7. If you need it hauled, rely on the service you can trust from Wegner Auto. Call 647-3443.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. 9-point game, 70-61. Richland Center with 52 seconds to play. Wes Bosworth on the end line brings it into Jaden Shep. Shape up the sidelines and now is fouled by Westby. That's foul number 8 on the team. Micah Larson commits his first, and that puts Jaden Shep at the line to shoot the front end of the bonus with 49 seconds left. Jaden tonight 0 for 2 at the line, has a total of 8 points for Richland Center. Gets the ball from the official, takes a deep breath. Free throw in the air, and it is good. Jaden Shep makes it a 10-point game again, 71-61. 49 seconds remaining. Gets the ball again. Free throw in the air. That one is good. A couple of money shots there for Jaden Shep. 72-61. Westby speeding up the court. They'll drive. They'll lose it out of bounds. Got in a hurry trying to get something done at the end of the game, and they lost it with 43 seconds to play. Richland Center by 11, and Wes Bosworth will put it in play for Richland Center. Bosworth moving on the end line. Looking and fires it in. That's Shep. Jaden up to midcourt. Swings it to a wide open Liam Fingerson, and he scores again. Liam catches another one and finishes. It is 74-61. Westby on the near side with 30 seconds. Nelson back to Larson. Micah in the lane and fouled on the way by. Foul is called to number 3, Brady Dosh. That's his fourth. Going to the line, Micah Larson. Hornets by 13 again. Biggest lead, 17. Slimmest lead, not that long ago, was 6. Trayton Shep checks into the game for the Hornets. We'll be in with the free throw shooter, Micah Larson. He's got 6 points, 0 for 1 at the line. Free throw is good. That'll make it 74-62. Second throw now for Micah. in the air, and that one is going to walk in. Micah Larson makes it a 74-63 game. Hornets bring it in play. Up ahead, knocked away by Westby and out of bounds. Westby ball with 23 seconds to play. Hornets by 11. Garrison Weiss will be the inbounder. Garrison brings it in. Drayton Shep back to a wide open Lee and Fingerson. There he is again with a soft stuff. And the Hornets lead 76-63. Westby ball, 14 seconds, three on the way. It is no good for Nelson. And a foul called on Westby with 9 seconds remaining. 13-point advantage. Brett Friggin with the foul. And the Hornets going to bring in Carter Nelson. Also Cole Wasinger and Pietro Matucci. Curtain call for the Shep brothers and Liam Fingerson. Good effort. And also Brady Dosh. Garrison Weiss at the free throw line with 9.9 seconds. Free throw in the air. It is on the rim. No good. Rebound pulled down by Westby. Up to half court with 6 seconds. They'll take a three. It's no good. Out of bounds. 3 seconds remaining. It'll be Richland Center basketball. Hornets will get it back. And right now, just in the final finish, the inbounder will be Carter Nelson into Pietro Matucci. Lets it run. Walks up the half court. Shoots a bomb on the way and no good at the buzzer. And that will do it. 76-63. Hard-fought win for the Hornets as they get back to 500 tonight with a 9-9 record. Westby falls to 6-13 with the loss. Coming up on the radio, the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show, you're listening to high school boys basketball coverage from WRCO-FM in Richland Center and WRCO.com.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Richland Center gets the win, 76-63. Welcome to the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. A nice finish tonight, and the Duncan Rewards run of the game. Well, it was a good effort getting the man that was open the basketball, and Liam Fingerson scores 20 points. He had 19 of those in the second half. So a big second half, and that is the run of the game tonight, led by Liam Fingerson, a junior. The Hornets get the victory here tonight, 76-63. Make the most of your run. Join Duncan Rewards today to enjoy exclusive offers and start earning points toward free food and drinks. The pregame show, the postgame show, I should say, continues in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages, number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Are you ready for a dramatically improved experience with your next crown? WP Dental is excited to offer same-day dental restorations. as one of the first in the area to use this advanced technology. At WP Dental, you can have same-day crowns with no plastic temporaries and no gooey impressions. Find out if same-day restoration is right for you. Call 647-3993 or visit WP Dental, 100 North Church Street, Richland Center. Looking for great deals? Check out Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. Bid from the comfort of your computer on state and local municipal surplus. They offer daily auctions with a wide variety of items, including cars, trucks, boats, equipment, collectibles, tools, guns, jewelry, and much more. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com now before you miss today's auctions. Don't forget to like Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook. Happy bidding!
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
From buying your first car to enjoying your retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, and they are there for you every step of the way. With a full line of insurance products exclusively designed for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most to you. Discounts are available for bundling home and auto. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 or just stop by 177 East Mill Street, Richland Center.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. The Hornets have won by a score of 76-63 in area boys basketball. Here's a look at scoring tonight. Hornets were up 32-19 at the break, built a lead by as many as 17, and that happened a couple of times, and each time Westby would make a mad dash comeback, and from 17 they got it down to 11 that second time. At one point, the Hornets were up by 16, and Westby got it to within 6 points. So the Hornets had to remain on their toes through the night. They get a good balanced attack, and again, Liam Fingerson with 19 second-half points is the leading scorer with 20 total. Also tonight, 12 each for Garrison Weiss and Wes Bosworth, 10 by Jaden Shep, 9 for Brady Dosh, 8 for Trayton Shep, 3 points for Cutler Palmer, and 2 by Kaizen Schwitzenberg. On the other side, it is a lead for Westby early on in this one, but the Hornets bounce back to take a lead for good about midway through that first half. Griffin Nelson is the leading scorer for the visitors. He makes a total of 6 three-pointers and ends with 26 points. 13 for Gavin Larson, 8 points each for Maddox Fensel and for Micah Larson, 6 by Beckett Brigham, and 2 for Jaden Johnson. Leading the way for the Norse, again, 6 threes for Nelson. They make a total of 9 three-pointers in the game. Richland Center makes a total of 5 three-pointers. The Hornets are 7 of 18 from the free throw line, and Westby 8 of 11. And now, one last look at the Filney flip phone tonight. Boys basketball final, Darlington 78, Belleville 67, Highland 74, Scholesburg 61. That's the final in boys basketball. Gaston wins in girls basketball 52-24 over Brookwood. Royal and Nisita girls going into overtime tied at 52. Also tonight, Riverdale girls were leading Iowa Grant 27-24. Last word on that one. Let's see here. A couple of finals elsewhere. Mineral Point 70, Southwestern 29, Barneveld 67-38 over Dodgeville in a girls' basketball finals. So Barneveld, 2 wins in as many nights against Southwest Wisconsin conference teams. It's a final, Potosi 65, Cassville 39 in area boys' basketball. New Lisbon 43, Wanewoc Center 31 in a girls' final tonight. And let's see, that's about it. We had some many scores early on. Maybe the only other one is one that came in right away this evening. Dodgeville, 79, Barneveld, 59 in area boys basketball. The Philly Flip Phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin communities in the greater area of southwestern Wisconsin. Next up for the Hornets, they will be in action at River Valley on Friday night. We'll be pleased to bring that to you as well. And also coming up for Westby, their next opponent will be Viroqua. So a salute to the seniors tonight, including Carter Nelson and Garrison Weiss, from the Richland Center boys basketball team. Hayden Burke, the team manager, was honored prior to game time tonight. Cole Wassinger, Wes Bosworth, Trayton Shep, and Pietro Matucci. And the cheerleaders, Savannah Rossell, Madeline Biba Leffler, Lily Parker, also Paul Stappel, and Pauline Weber, all honored tonight before game time. Hornet boys get the win in varsity. JV action, they lose to Westby 65-34. The varsity final, Richland Center 76 and Westby 63. The game engineered by our good old buddy Tim Feed. Phil Lee saying have a great night. We'll be on the air with more local sports on Thursday night. You've been listening to Area Boys Basketball from WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check